MS.
All in red wine.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dharma Mofo.
Push it right to the edge.
I am Beldar, the first timekeeper from the planet Remulac.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Well, it's really kind of simple, see. I speak into this, and my voice is instantaneously transmitted out into the Cincinnati area, where it's heard by well over 100 people. Most of them are invalids, though. They can't change the dial. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you need new bands? Everyone knows rock attained perfection in 1974. It's a scientific fact.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Computers can do that?
And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Gene, you ignorant, misguided slut.
She always talked about the gods. She had a direct line with the gods. You've been selected by the gods. Okay, babe, let's make it then.
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly, I push.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Let me bring you songs from the woods to make you feel much better than you could know.
Better than you could know.
Dust you down from tip to toe.
Dust you down from tip to toe.
Show you how the garden grows.
Show you how the garden grows.
Hold you steady as you go.
Hold steady as you
join the chorus if you can.
It'll make of you an honest man.
Let me bring you love from the fields, poppies red and roses filled with summer rain, to heal the wound and still the pain that threatens again and again, as we drag down every lover's lane.
Life's long celebrations here, I'll toast you all in.
Let me bring you all things refined, galley hides, lute song served in chilling ale. Greetings, well met fellow, hail. I am the wind to fill your sail. I am the cross to take your nail.
A singer of these ageless times, with kitchen prose and gutter rhyme.
Poppies red and roses filled with summer rain, to heal the wound and still the pain that threatens again and again, as we drag down every lover's lane.
Life's long celebrations here, I'll toast you all.
For this radio and television in time tonight, for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Turn my heart away. Smile like a Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries, sometimes political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where. And we mix them in between and on top of the music, which always matches a theme in one way or another. And tonight, we're bringing you another in my Sounds of the 70s Tears of the Gods sub-series. This evening's sound collage features Heart and songs from Jethro Tull's 1977 album, Songs from the Wood. In case you didn't know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and, well, for a while now, I've been feeling a certain kind of nostalgia for the way some rock bands back in the 70s looked towards the Middle Ages and the forest and the woods for inspiration, particularly Heart on their Little Queen album and Jethro Tull with their Songs from the Wood album. And then later on, Ritchie Blackmore of Deep Purple also got into his own kind of fascinations with that. There's plenty of history that went on in that period too, the 1970s. And in the intro set, we heard Richard Nixon announcing the end of America's involvement in Vietnam, so-called peace with honor. And thanks to Chuck Yu for turning me on to that clip many years ago in one of his WMBR radio shows. And, well, so this evening, our show is dedicated to a really long-time WMFO listener. Somebody used to call in all the time and was variously known as the Jethro Tull Lady. And also Jay from Malden. And Jay sounded a lot like an older woman, and he would always request. His requests were few. He wanted to hear Jethro Tull and also the Moody Blues. And there was some question as to whether or not he actually listened to the station. And we know he called some other local radio stations asking for the same thing. But in any case, he was a character for all of us DJs here at WMFO. And we actually had some publicity materials, stickers, WMFO stickers. And they had Jethro Tull on them, yes. So we kicked off the show with the title track from Jethro Tull's 1977 Songs from the Wood. And also Heart with Barracuda. And that song, wow, what a rhythm guitar part going there with an electronic effect called a flanger that makes that whooshing sound. And that's a really canonical example of a flanger in action. I think another one is the Eagles' Life in the Fast Lane, the kind of break there. So we also, in the beginning, our audio clips in particular come from the 1970s sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. And that with TV show revolved around the misadventures of the staff of a struggling fictional radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio. And Dr. Johnny Fever was one of the DJs there. So backing me up right now is Love's Theme from the Love Unlimited Orchestra, also known as Barry White. And, well, here in our next set, we've actually going to have... in our next set, we're going to have two deep cuts from some of the greatest debut albums in rock and roll history. I'm talking about Boston's eponymous self-titled debut album and Van Halen's self-titled eponymous debut album. And yeah, I'm going deep cuts, not the released hits off of there, because those two albums were perfect. And then we're also going to go and hear some disco from the Village People. Also, punk was going on in the 1970s, and we're going to hear from the Buzzcocks. And the Jethro Tull song that we're going to hear is Jack in the Green, which is about a spirit, like a little godlike spirit creature that inhabits a place in the woods, like in Balinese mythology. And also, yeah, there are a lot of different cultures that see spirits being out in different places in nature. But first, we're going to start things off with another really incredibly rockin' song from our featured artist's heart, with Ann and Nancy Wilson. And Nancy Wilson, of course, playing rhythm guitar. And Ann Wilson singing. Here they are. Kick It Out on WMFO. The Tears of the Gods Sound Collage. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Still I come. myself a fairly macho kind of guy.
Body, body, wanna feel, wanna feel body. My body, baby. Such a thrill.
Not a pretty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Have you seen the Jack in the Tree? With his long tail hanging down, he quietly sits under every tree. In the folds of his velvet gown, he drinks from the empty acorn cup the gilded dawn sweetly bestows, and taps his cane upon the ground, signals the snowdrops it's time to grow. It's no fun being a Jack in the Green. No place to dance, no time for song. Who wears the colors of the summer song, yeah, and carries a green flag all winter long. Jack, do you never sleep? Does the green still run deep in your heart? What will these changing times, motorways, power lines keep us apart? Well, I don't think so. I saw some grass growing through the pavement today. Charges left for him to prove. He's belayed across, whispers Jack in the Green. Oh, Jack, please help me through a winter's night. And we are the berries on the holly tree. Oh, the mist of the rush is coming, Jack, hold out the light.
Good evening, America. Welcome aboard Apollo 13.
Well, you tried it just for once, find it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're getting assault, but you're still keeping beating your meat to pulp. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're kicking Sanova, you're a no-Joseph. It's a live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Christmas cakes, butcher's assistants and bellhops. You've had them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings. International women with no money hair. Ooh, so well you're asking in a nanny and your voice is steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's got the energy, he will amaze. He's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir.
We got And now another episode of As the Wood Turns.
Oh, Dr. Branch, what's wrong? Is it serious?
As serious as forest fires or infestations.
What should I do, Doctor?
Implement your forest stewardship plan stat and check with your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office. Talk with them about the Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
EQIP, yes. Oh, thank you, Dr. Branch.
When it comes to healthy forests, EQIP could be just what the doctor ordered. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This evening, it's another in my Sounds of the 70s Tears of the Gods subseries. And we have two features for you. A bunch of songs from Jethro Tull's 1977 album, Songs from the Wood. And a bunch of songs from the 70s career of the rock and roll band Heart, led by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson. So we kicked off the last set with Hearts, Kick It Out. And then we heard a little clip from The Godfather Part 2 with Al Pacino. And then from Boston's perfect 1976 debut album, A Deep Cut, Something About You. Then a clip from Les Nessman of the WKRP sitcom of the 70s, followed immediately by the Village People's Macho Man big disco hit. A little bit more of WKRP, and then Jethro Tull's Jack in the Green, about some little spirit creature out there in the woods. Then a little clip from the ill-fated Apollo 13 aborted trip to the moon, followed by some punk music from the 1970s. Yes, the Buzzcocks and Orgasm Addict. A little clip from Columbo there, Peter Falk. And then a deep cut from Van Halen's perfect 1978 debut album, I'm the One. It's like Eddie Van Halen is playing constant lead guitar throughout there. And then we finished with a vintage public service message. Meanwhile, right now, we're being backed up by The Entertainer, a song written, a classic piano rag written in 1902 by Scott Joplin. But this particular version is the lightly adapted Marvin Hamlisch version that he produced for the 1973 film The Sting. So, spring, summer, and fall. Yeah, we're still in springtime for a couple more days. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they're also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid and beautiful orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. Here in New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or as ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leafed plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. And if you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for the rash to develop. Be careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I was out planting some carrots today, actually. Earlier in the week, yesterday, I planted some beets, two kinds of beets that I had soaking, and some carrots and some rainbow radishes. But I was going out today and looking around, and my neighbor behind me, not Mrs. Stefano, but my neighbor behind me where students live, there's a whole bunch of poison ivy in that backyard there. Whoa! People need to be careful not to have a party. I dropped off some Welcome to the Neighborhood brochures to my new neighbors today. I met Bennett, who lives diagonally across from me. We had a nice little chat. But the people behind me, yeah, the first thing when we talk, hopefully we'll talk and get to know each other, right? Yeah, about that poison ivy. So in the next set, we're going to do kind of the same thing, only different. We're going to be hearing another song from the wood, Cup of Wonder from Jethro Tull. Some Ramones, an American punk band, and then Rush, a deep cut from their Hemispheres album, some chic disco, yeah. And we're going to conclude with another crazy on rockin' song from Heart. But first, from Queen's 1976 album, what I think is one of the greatest rock and roll riffs ever, that actually was inspired by Rory Gallagher, according to Brian May, who wrote this. And I love the orchestral intro. Yeah, and Freddie Mercury really knows how to sing. Tie Your Mother Down. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, WMFO in Medford. Sounds of the 70s.
rock.
Caller number two, disco is
heaven.
You are way off. Caller number three, you're on.
Disco is hell.
You got it, my man.
Have you heard about the new dance craze? Listen to us, I'm sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you, surely can be done.
Under the moons of Meatsdorf. Now that's a party.